Welcome to Out of Bounds. I'm Tish Perlman. My guest is Megan Pugh. Pugh is the director of marketing and the brand strategist for Primitive Pursuits. Primitive Pursuits is a nonprofit nature education and mentoring program in partnership with the Cornell Cooperative Extension. The teachers and mentors for this project share their experience teaching in primary schools and universities, as well as offering camps for youth, wilderness skills workshops, and much more. We'll be talking about this wonderful educational project on today's show, and welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, I understand that Primitive Pursuits was started as an after-school program.
It was.
By Dave Hill in 1999. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. So Dave Hall started the program in Dryden as an after-school program for middle schoolers. And it just immediately took off. I think he just kind of came up with the name. I'm not really sure exactly how the name happened. But eventually it got popular, and he invited Tim Drake to come in and give him a hand, and then sort of snowballed, and people started asking him to do other things. And I think Tim started doing other things around, along with his other jobs, and he would go out and do programs here and there. And eventually someone asked them to lead a homeschool program. And at the time, Tim was at the Sevensong Northeast School of Botanical Medicine with Jed Jordan. And he invited Jed to come and do this program with him. And that's sort of, if you ask Dave, he'll say, I got it started, but these two just made it happen.
Yeah. And that's sort of... You know what? It seems like what a perfect time for that to start happening when we were, you know, in the late 90s, when kids were really starting to just look into their screens on cell phones and getting less exercise and outdoor fun, you know? So what perfect timing. So when did it become a nonprofit and actually start coalescing with the Cooperative Extension and becoming partners with them?
So that was 2001. 2001, Primitive Pursuits moved under the umbrella of Cornell Cooperative Extension and became, I think, so the Rural Youth Services, which would have been what Dave was running the after-school program, it's part of 4-H, and 4-H is housed in Cooperative Extension. Also, just so many wonderful things happening there. Yeah. So it sounds like a big mouthful. We are a 4-H program in partnership with Cornell Cooperative Extension.
What a great organization to be partnering with.
I love it because...
And it gives you so many opportunities, too, with that kind of support. Oh, that's really amazing.
Right. Well, I love being in the building because there are just so many cool things going on, just all kinds of projects and just a lot of great energy
and
just wonderful things happening in the community.
So let's talk about the mission of Primitive Pursuit. It's to create lifelong relationships with the natural world, you know, to put it in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us about that, because we do seem to have moved away from it. Are parents reluctant to let kids go outside anymore? I mean, how is that working?
It's a good question. So living in the natural world, we get so far removed from our surroundings. And it's absolutely true. The statistics about kids and screen time is really staggering. I think the last one that I can remember off the top of my head comes from 2008. And I didn't even want to know beyond that. But that statistic was something like kids spend 40% of their waking time in front of a screen.
Wow. That's
and about 1%. Outside in nature, and you know, the schools in there and sports, and I mean, honestly, we feel like anything that gets kids outside is great. We support it 100%. One of our tags we do that's a little cheeky is get out and stay out, and one of the things we're working on right now is something for our website that gives people 100 ways to get out and stay out, whether that's with us or just going for a walk or taking your dog to the park, whatever it is, just anything to get out and stay out. But at Primitive Pursuits, we create opportunities for a nature immersion. You know, really, you're out there for a good length of time. And I think that makes a difference. And we use it as a means, we talk about stewarding the health of our organization, and you already said it, by fostering these lifelong relationships with the natural world. And these opportunities can be really transformative for children and adults. And We have a forest preschool for ages 3 to 5 that started in 2014.
You know what? When I saw that, I thought, I want to do it. Why is it just for preschoolers? I want to go to forest preschool. It sounds
well,
great.
You can. You actually can. We have a course called Wilderness Skills Basics. And it used to be 16 weeks. Now it's broken down into 2 and 3 if you want to go to the advanced 8-week sessions where you spend your Fridays outdoors. I actually did this course.
You know what? I was going to bring that up. I am going to bring that up. But I did want to ask you, where is the setting of this? If somebody signs up for a wilderness workshop, where physically
right.
are these taking place?
We have so many wonderful natural lands in our area, and our forest preschool is up at 4-H Acres in this wonderful little basin we call Trillium Camp.
Mm.
And it's just so wonderful because it's this natural basin, so the kids can really just stretch their boundaries of comfort because they can't get very far. You know, they really have to scrabble up a hill to get too far. So the instructors can be very chill and let them explore their boundaries. And that's really wonderful. Our summer camps happen at a number of locations, 4-H being the major one. We have a new thing, which are overnight camps at the Arnott Field Campus. We could do a whole show on the Arnott Field Campus. CCE took over, and Primitive Pursuits within that took over running the Arnott Field Campus.
Well, where is that?
That is, so the address is Cayuta, New York. I think it's technically Van Etten, but it's off of County Route 13.
Wow.
If you know where Green Springs Cemetery is, it's
I do,
a little
I do know
beyond
where
that. It is a wonderful, wonderful location. And for the first time ever, we've expanded beyond our Tompkins County kids because we now have kids coming for week-long overnight camps. And those are for ages 11 to 15.
Oh, that just sounds wonderful.
It's wonderful.
And it's all, you know, I mean, it's all controlled and stuff. I'm sure there are parents out there thinking, I don't want my kids out there with the grizzly bears, like Survivor, you know. But it's all controlled, and they are learning skills, right? And they're not left on their own to...
They're learning skills. And, you know, one of the main skills that we talk about are hazards. Fear can be a real barrier to getting outside. And so understanding the hazards, having a healthy respect for the hazards, doing your daily tick check, knowing what not to do, what not to eat, you know, all those things are really important. Jed said something at one point about what nature... connection teaching is all about for him. And he said it's about that empowerment that comes from kids being able to navigate their own world, you know, having that confidence to feel safe. And once they've done that, they can really feel like and hopefully handle anything that comes their way.
Oh, that's good. That's so great because you hear about helicopter parents and you hear about kids being afraid to take, you know, chances on things because they've been so sheltered. So this is a real way to build character too, right? And build confidence.
It is. And there are different kinds of confidence. When I think about some of the skills, we talked about hazards. I mean, we do edible and medicinal plants, tracking, outdoor cooking. But one of them that you don't hear as much about is song and story. And as humans, we've sat around fires and told stories and sung songs for a long time. And I think it's uncomfortable for some people. And one of the highlights for me at the end of our summer camp season, we had a little celebration. And we love working with teenagers. And we have a wonderful counselor in training program where kids who have come up with us can come in and train to be counselors and work with the counselors. But sometimes kids come and they haven't had much experience with us. And there's a young lady who was one of those kids who was new to us. And she was here with us for her second summer. And at this celebration, she wanted to lead a song. And I just got goosebumps. It was just such a wonderful thing to see this 16-year-old girl
right?
to say, I'll lead this song.
Wow.
And it's so wonderful to see them step into these roles. And it's also wonderful to see them come up with us from being little kids to going off to college. Wonderful young man, Will Herod, who just went off to Allegheny to study birds.
Yes, his mother is a good friend of our Joe's.
it's just incredible to see people just grow into who they are, and that Primitive Pursuits and their time with us can have such a huge impact on who they are and who they become, and that we are so impacted by them. Will is a great example. His parents had a going away party for him, and so many counselors from Primitive Pursuits came to that, and some of them were new and had only been working with us for a few weeks, but they had been so impressed with that young man, that he was that age and that, you know, capable. And so I feel pretty great about the kids that we send out into the world. And that's also a big part of our mission, because if we're sending people out into the world who are replicating what we do in other parts of the country, our impact is so much bigger.
And self-reliance is something that really is valuable in almost every aspect of the life going forward for these kids, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what, Megan, I want you to tell us how you got involved in Primitive Pursuits. Tell us about your son, and tell us about how it really changed his life as well.
Yeah, my husband and I moved to Ithaca from New York City in 2002, I think. And my son, Aiden, he just turned 22. He would have been involved in one of the earlier programs, so we were just doing a little bit of the timeline, but I think the first program that my son was involved in was 2003. I want to say 2003 or 2004. And at the time, we'd moved up here from New York City. And in New York City, you start the year you turn 5 or something. It's kind of strict when you start school. So he came into the public school up here very young and just really struggled. He was a fidgeter. And eventually, I took him out. Homeschooling was a brand new concept to me. I just want to make that clear. We were, you know, coming from New York City. Our kids went to school. But when I would pick him up and he would be in the corner of the classroom facing a wall.
Punishment, huh?
Yeah. And it turned out he was really bored. And once they tested them, they kind of figured that out. He tested very high. But we took him out for a little bit. Eventually, he went back. I'm a big believer in public schools. But I had an experience where he started going to a homeschool program with Primitive Pursuits. And at the time, the one program I was in, it was really lovely because parents had the option to kind of go out for the day as well. And it was a really sweet thing to kind of step out of your life and just go into the woods for 3 or 4 hours. But talk about a helicopter parent. I think I was a little bit of a helicopter parent because my son was doing what he would do. And he was sort of a little distance from the group and he was tapping on a tree and I was getting concerned. And I think I was out there with Tim Drake and Pierce Walsh, and Pierce immediately said, leave him. I can see he's paying attention. Just leave it alone. And he was. He needed to be doing something else. And he continued doing programs off and on with Primitives for the next 10 years.
Wow. And so he really thrived. It was because people trusted him, maybe. You know, I mean, could that have been part of it? In schools, it sounds like they just punish you.
I think in schools, we have kids in a chair and, you know, they're not necessarily comfortable in a chair. I'm not quite sure where to go with that, but I have observed an interesting thing when we have summer camps and kids have been outside all summer long, and by the end of the summer, they're just under the canopy building little fairy houses and just so sunk into what they're doing. And then they go back to school and they come back a few weeks later. We do school break days for most of the holidays that come up. We've had 4 this fall. We've got 2 more to go at the end of this week. But they come back after being in school and all they want to do is run. And luckily, we play a lot of games. We do a lot of awareness games, a lot of running games. So there's room for all of it.
It just sounds like such a wonderful program. I do worry about kids not getting enough outdoor time, not getting in touch with themselves that way, you know, in that beautiful setting that we all know, because most of us spent time outside when we were kids. I want to ask you this. The program, it has year-long people teaching. It's got seasonal staff. What kind of skills do people have to actually become teachers at Primitive Pursuits?
Well, we do train our staff. And
so they don't all have to be naturalists? Or
No, people often are. But we do a wilderness skills training for adults, like I mentioned. And what I was trying to say before is we love doing that because people leave us and they go out to Oregon and they start a program like Primitive Pursuits, or they go somewhere else. And we've had people train with us from other countries and go back and start a preschool. And more we're having people reaching out to us, asking us if we can help them start a preschool or help them start a program like ours. And I think schools like ours are all over the country. And even locally, we have our preschool, but other Forest preschools are coming up. Other programs are doing outdoor.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Megan Pugh. She is the marketing director for Primitive Pursuits, which is a nonprofit nature education and mentoring program. Let's talk about some of the programs, too, for adults, because I find that fascinating. Do a lot of adults come to these programs with really no skills, or they just want to hone up? Or you have weekend workshops, you have wilderness survival and winter survival. Talk to us about the adult programs.
So it depends on the program. We do weekend workshops that are often skill-based. So we just finished up a bow-making workshop. Mm. That's a really fun one. We have a pack basket workshop, which is super popular. I think we enrolled enough people wanted to come that we had like 5 people who didn't get in, so we'll probably do that one again.
But people really want to learn these arts and crafts, don't they? That's great.
It's a lot of fun. We do hide tanning. We do something that we've been calling the Wilderness Skills Intensive that we've sort of translated more recently into being a Wilderness Skills Basics that then shifts into Advanced. And your question is exactly why we did that. Some people show up with no skills. Some people show up with many skills. So to give people the opportunity to sort of grow into the skills and expand and be able to move on to more advanced skills, that's a great thing. But I'd say with all of our courses for adults, we meet people where they are. You know, you come and you come in with what you know and you start there.
Yeah, and it sounds like you have enough people at different levels that you can, you know, like your son got bored. If an adult gets bored saying, I already know how to do this, you can, you know, say, there's the real naturalist over there who can help you.
Well, there's a great story about that. We had a young woman who was with Primitive Pursuits for years, and tragically she passed away at a really young age, but Lily Glidden. And Lily started, I think she was one of the original students with Dave and Tim out in Dryden. And she just got to be so skillful that they were always trying to ratchet it up a little higher. So Tim tells a story of an overnight in the winter, and everyone had a certain amount of time to build their shelter. But Lily, you can't start yet. You have to collect all the wood. You have to do this. You have to do that. And then just when it was about to be getting dark, she got a chance to build her shelter. And she, just in typical Lily fashion, brilliantly built a shelter in between 2 other people's shelters so that they basically had done all the structure. And then she built something in between and was done in about 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's always another level. If you were to go out with Justin Sutera, who's one of our lead instructors, I remember, you know, if he has some free time, I'm going to such and such a natural land. You can either bring a knife or pants, you know. So it's just as a joke, but
yeah,
but just yeah. You know, Justin and a few others often do a challenge where they'll go for 20 or 30 days just living off the land.
And yeah, with just a minimum amount of tool. Wow.
Tool and what you can eat.
Yeah.
And if it can't be cultivated, it can't be this, you know, it can't be.
That has got to be so good for the spirit, you know? I mean, we're talking about physical work, but it's got to be so good for the spirit, you know, to be able to survive. In many ways. To talk about primitive tools, I saw something that said that you help people either make primitive tools or tell us what that means.
Well, I mean, a bow, I guess, is a primitive tool. Mm-hmm. Starting a fire is a central skill that we do. We've been interacting with fire for thousands of years now, and being able to find the materials off the land to start a fire, no matter what the weather, it's a great feeling of self-reliance. That's one. Flint napping. Flint napping and arrow making. It's one of his favorite things to do. I love making cordage. You know, it's a simple thing. Cordage.
Oh.
So, string is a deceptively simple thing, but it's you can wind little pieces of fibers together to make this incredibly strong tool that can help you do so many things. One of my favorite days at the Wilderness Skills Intensive that I did will bring in another thing that we really do, which is we have a lot of fun. We're very playful, and we had been working with cordage, and we sort of culminated our cordage learning with the Cordage Olympics.
Mm.
And the Cordage Olympics came, I think, out of the brilliant brain of Sean Cornell, who's a wonderful mentor. And we each had a certain amount of time to make our cordage, and then we kept getting heavier and heavier loads, sort of ending with a 50-pound like bucket of rocks to lift. But it was just very funny and fun. And
do a lot of these skills come from Native American lore and Native American, obviously Native American? It sounds like a lot of a Native American skill.
A lot of different places, depending on the skill, and we do try to track them back to where they come from when we can with the stories and that sort of thing. Some of them are, fire is, it's everywhere.
Oh yeah.
But we a bow drill is often what we're doing. A two-person bow drill. I learned recently might have been something that Jed and Tim came up with, because everywhere I go, people are like, what? A two-person bow drill? I've never heard of one of those. Typically, it kind of looks like a bow, and then you have a spindle, and you have a board and a handhold. And
I was thinking, because oftentimes these are workshops and groups of people are getting together, obviously. Do you have to teach skills to these kids in groups on, conflict resolution and how to get along, and not just, the physical skills? How do you navigate that?
I think we're really good at it. I had a conversation a few years ago when I was fairly new to Primitive Pursuits, and someone said something to me where they thought Primitive Pursuits, we were speaking of summer camp. I think summer camp is the thing that most people know that we do, that it was only for kids who maybe didn't quite fit in somewhere else. And I think we got that reputation because we're really good at accommodating all children, and I think all abilities, and the connection between people and good communication and what that looks like. And it's been interesting. Our summer camps, the first one was in 2003, and I think we had 80 enrollments.
Wow, that's a lot.
And this past summer, we had just under 1,300 enrollments. And so you have to worry, when something grows that much bigger, how you keep that same just incredible feeling and the specialness of what we've created, and I think what people have come to expect from our programs. And I feel like we do. I think we double what is required of us with staff to camper ratio. And another thing we've instituted in the last few years is having our most senior staff, the people who have been around and really understand what we're about, they have popped up to another level where they are floating around to all the different camps and locations and just floating in, floating out, uh-huh. and just checking the I don't know, vibe is maybe not the right word, but just making sure everything is feeling the way we want it to feel. And we have wonderful staff. I couldn't say enough about the staff.
Yeah, it sounds like they have so many skills, because, you have to have interpersonal skills, obviously some of these physical skills and arts and crafts skills. And it's amazing. They must be amazingly talented people, really.
Well, different people excel at different things, you know. Different people have different things that they're really masters of. Jed is a tracker. He's an incredible tracker. Justin, you just watch him whip up an arrow out of thin air. I mean, they are some pretty amazing people.
Yeah.
But the people skills are important as well. And I think the other thing I wanted to speak to really quickly is we were talking about the nature connection for people and the connection with other people. And another thing that I think is really important, just really important to our existence on this planet even, is something that Sean said to me once about why he does this work. And he was trained as an environmentalist.
Mm.
And he realized at a certain point that you could have all the legislation in the world, but if people don't care about the environment, they're not connected with the environment, we're lost.
Yeah. You know?
So I think that's the other piece of why I believe our mission is just so critical.
Mm-hmm. We only have a few minutes left. How can people get involved if they want to volunteer or become mentors? Is there a process they have to go through?
So if you go to primitivepursuits.com, there's a lot of things that you can see. There is a form to fill out for volunteering. There are courses. We have a wilderness skills basics course that'll be a winter focus starting up pretty soon. There's a lot of information. You can come see us at Cornell Cooperative Extension, 615 Willow Avenue. You could give us a call.
Yeah, so people, there's an easy way to get involved. Go to the website, call them up, go visit the Cooperative Extension office. Yeah. Does Primitive Pursuits or any of the people involved get involved in political policy? Because I know a lot of people are worried about the shrinking of nature and the overdevelopment, and we're going to lose all our forests. And do you get involved in trying to save the world that way?
I think we try to focus on the relationship piece, and there are certain things about being a nonprofit where you can't be as political as you might be, at least not in your professional life. I'd say that our main focus right now has really been to expand our mission in a way that we're calling Nature Access for All. So that's been more connections with other organizations. For instance, I got the opportunity to go out and be in the field with Jed the other day because my friend Nydia Blass at Southside invited us to come in and do a little program with their kids, and that's a relationship that we're building. And also relationships with local organizations and people who believe in what we do and believe in every kid deserving a chance to have a day in the woods. So Bruce and Heather Lane recently sponsored two field trips for all third graders at Beverly J. Martin School.
Oh,
we're doing
great.
One in the fall and one in the spring, so the kids really get a chance to come twice and see how the landscape has changed, and we get to leave them with some questions.
Education is how you're talking people into getting involved and saving the environment, right?
Yeah, we feel like it's that connection that potentially is what's going to save the world.
Give the contact website one more time.
Primitivepursuits.com.
Great. Well, Megan Pugh, thank you so much for joining us. Again, I've been talking to Megan Pugh. She's the marketing director for Primitive Pursuits. Get involved in this organization. Get your kids involved. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Our audio producer is Nate Richardson at Rep Studio in Ithaca, New York. Our theme music was composed by Diego Vega. And we are a sponsored project of the New York Foundation for the Arts. Tax-deductible donations are welcome at artspire.org. That's artspire.org. And visit us online at outofboundsradioshow.com. I'm Tish Perlman. We'll be back next week.